All right, it is time for Fast Track, and it's brought to you by our friends at Puente Hills Toyota. Got a car that's just sitting around not being used? Bring it to Puente Hills Toyota today for an instant cash offer. Puente Hills Toyota is the house of yes. All right, John, one side of the coin today. Albert Pujols got done wrong. Other side of the coin, he's old, he's broken down, he's not a major league player anymore. Called in the air.
Heads, respect your elders.
Heads it is.
All right, Mace, I will go first. No advantage comes with that,
as
you know.
None at all.
Okay, we never talk hockey on this show, but this is a story that's interesting. Washington Capitals have a forward named Tom Wilson.
Okay.
He's a goon. He's a hockey goon. He's on the team to beat up other players on other teams.
Nice.
On Monday night, he beat up two New York Rangers. Pavel Buchnevich and Artemi Panarin were both, and in one case, he picked up Wilson. The guy was down on the ice. He picked him up by the back of the jersey and slammed his face back into the ice.
Ooh.
The NHL fined him the maximum they're allowed to fine him, $5,000, but they didn't punish him beyond that. The Rangers were furious that this guy wasn't suspended, especially since all of this was caught on tape. So these two teams, that was on Monday night.
Right.
These two teams met again last night, and it was predictable. The Rangers had no interest in playing hockey. The minute they dropped the puck, every Ranger player dropped his gloves and punched the Washington player that was directly
Wow.
This went on all night long. The Rangers were so mad at the NHL that they didn't protect their players that they just beat up the Capitals whenever they had the chance. Anytime there was a face-off, before they dropped the puck, the Washington guys would be standing there and the Rangers would drop their gloves and punch these guys in the face. It turned into the biggest brawl game in the NHL in the last 4 years. Today, the NHL fined the Rangers $250,000 for criticizing the way they handled this, and probably a little bit because of what happened last night. Here's my question. Do you think secretly the NHL is okay with all this? They weren't getting any highlights. This morning, Get Up led with hockey. SportsCenter last night led with hockey. You've always said when you go to the Olympics, they don't allow fighting and no one fights because you get suspended for the next game.
Yep.
Do you think secretly the NHL likes all the media they're getting about this?
I think they love it. I mean, there's a reason why they still allow fighting in hockey. I mean, at the hockey games I have been to, it's fun. It's exciting when guys drop their gloves and go at it. I mean, he's a goon. He's going to participate in goonery. And I like the way the Rangers retaliated. I think it's good news for the sport. I think it is a positive. We wouldn't have talked about them otherwise, so I think the NHL's happy about it.
I do, too. And by the way, if you haven't seen it, if you're out there listening to this and you haven't seen it, when you get home, go to ESPN.com and look at the highlights of this. It is comical. I'm probably understating how little interest the Rangers had in actually playing hockey last night. They had no other purpose than to beat up the Capitals whenever humanly possible. And by the way, when Wilson came on the ice for the first time, he wasn't out there at the start of the game.
Right.
It took 1.5 seconds for a Ranger player to punch him in the face.
Wow.
Just skated right up to him and decked him. So it's worth watching. It's to you.
All right. The International Olympic Committee, with the Olympics starting on Friday, July the 23rd in Tokyo, the 2020 Games postponed until 2021. John, they've made an announcement. They are not going to allow any political statements at the Olympics, including anything that says Black Lives Matter. Is that the right decision for the IOC?
I think it's a safety decision. I don't necessarily think that they have a specific problem with the Black Lives Matter movement. They may, I don't know, but
they just pointed that one out as an example.
Right. Here's where I think it's coming from. You many times on this show, and I tried to make the point, look, pandemics don't understand protesting. If you're out walking and marching the streets with no mask and you're out with hundreds of other people, that's a potential super spreader event. You said back then, I don't care. It's too important. People should protest.
Yeah, I
regardless
agree.
Of the pandemic.
And I stand by
that. Right. So I think that what they're trying to do is play some pandemic defense. As you know, because you love the Olympics, these Olympics, even in 21, almost didn't happen.
Yes. Some people still think they shouldn't happen.
Right. And I think they've limited, if not eliminated, fans at most events, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, so I think what they're trying to do by just saying, look, no political statements, is stop any pop-up protests because they don't want a super spreader event. They're trying to get through the games. I actually understand it. How about you?
Yeah, so you don't think John Carlos and Tommy Smith
No pandemic back then.
Yeah, but what, I mean, I'm assuming every athlete is going to be vaccinated. I have to believe every athlete is going to be vaccinated. Otherwise, you can't have tracing protocols at the Olympics and you missed your semifinal in the 100 meters.
Well,
they've got to be vaccinated.
No, they've got to test everybody, right?
Yeah, but testing and vaccination.
Right, but the NBA doesn't require vaccination.
Not yet.
Right. So, I mean, what's the difference?
Leads into my next question. Okay. By the way, protest away. That is civil disobedience. I think the rule actually makes it more likely that there will be some form of protest on medal stands during these Olympic Games. So Buffalo Bills general manager Brandon Bean would theoretically consider cutting an unvaccinated player if it meant the team being able to lift NFL COVID-19 protocols restricting in-person team meetings. He says, quote, I think there's going to be some incentive. If you have X number of percent of your players and staff vaccinated, you can live normal, let's call it, back to the old days. John, where is this going? Does this mean that NFL players will almost be required to get a vaccination so that they can return to normal? Would you cut a guy who refuses to get vaccinated?
He wouldn't be my favorite player, I'll tell you that. I don't know if I'd cut him.
Depends how good he was.
Yeah, he'd have to have a pretty good explanation about why he wasn't doing it. And I would listen to him. But, I mean, look at all the other sports. They've relaxed the rules for people willing to get vaccinated. The rules are better. If you agree to get vaccinated, you're allowed. For example, you don't get thrown in the NBA. You don't get thrown out for contract tracing if you're vaccinated. You're allowed to have visitors in your room when you go on the road if you want to bring your family on the road.
If you reach 85% vaccination as an NFL team, you're allowed to have team meetings face-to-face.
So I don't duck your question. Would I cut him? I would certainly talk to him, and I'd think about cutting him. How about you?
Yeah, I would cut him. I think you got to have your vaccination.
You know,
to play
if
ball.
It's,
I'm not gonna have you poisoning my entire team.
Well, but you said something.
Unless they are spectacular.
Right. I was going to say you said something very honest a minute ago.
Yeah. If it's Aaron Donald, unless they're really good.
If it's Aaron Donald, he can. You know, I'm putting up with it. If it's
but if
not,
you're the 55th guy on the roster, thank you for playing.
Right. It's to me.
Fast track.
All right, Mace. Last week, Jimmy Kimmel had an unusual guest on his late night show.
Okay.
He invited Mike Lindell, the My Pillow guy, on.
Yes!
Now, Kimmel has made more fun of Lindell than almost anybody and has publicly called him out as a nut job many, many times. When Lindell sat down, Kimmel admitted many of his friends and even some of his bosses told him not to have Lindell on, not to give him a platform. He also admitted that Lindell was told by many people not to go on the show, that the audience would hate him. But Kimmel said he thinks the world has changed and that the two sides actually need to talk to each other. Now, we couldn't bring Lindell on this show even if we wanted to because they don't let us get political.
Yeah, no, we
would.
And plus, he's a whack job. I wouldn't want him on the show.
Okay, but here's my question.
Yep.
If he wanted to come on the Culture Pop podcast, would you bring him on?
Oh, that's a good question. I am going to say no. I mean, that's the one thing about the Culture Pop podcast is we do absolutely no politics. Go to your CNNs and your MSNBCs and your Fox News channels for that. The Culture Pop podcast is just for fun, and there are no politics. So My Pillow whack job guy being sued for $1.6 billion, you're on your own. Stick with Kimmel.
All right, it's to you.
All right.
Fast track.
John, have you ever disliked someone for being luckier and more successful than you?
Have I ever disliked someone for being luckier and more successful than me? I tend to play my own ball. Like, I look at life like golf. I don't necessarily worry. Like, if you do well in life, I'm actually legitimately happy for you.
Sure.
I got enough to worry about on my own. So I don't think so, but you might be able to come up with it. Why? Are you jealous of someone more successful than you?
I'm jealous of tons of people who are more successful than me.
Like, what's the best example?
Well, the greatest example is when I was a finalist for the Later Show on NBC. It was me, Greg Kinnear, and Chris Rock. And I lost that job to Greg Kinnear, and I've always despised Greg Kinnear ever since.
Wow, see, I think Greg Kinnear's really talented, and I kind of was happy that he, like, you know, he was on Talk Soup.
Yes.
On the E! Channel.
I was a finalist for that job, too. I lost that to John Henson.
Well, and what happened with Kinnear, have you ever heard the story, is that Sidney Pollack, the director, liked Talk Soup.
Right.
And he needed a guy to play Harrison Ford's younger brother in the remake of Sabrina. And he brought Kinnear in. He goes, hey, you seem like a good-looking young guy that might be funny. You want to audition for this part? And Kinnear got it, and then that changed his life. He was, instead of being a host, he became an actor. And then he got to do a bunch of movies.
Right. That makes me even more jealous.
I don't know. You've had a pretty good run.
I'm had serious. A good run, but I don't like the people there. I'll tell you one. So when we were at the Mighty 690 back in the day, mm-hmm. and I was in Morning Drive, and I got replaced for Morning Drive, and they wanted to move me to middays. And right. I was like, nope, I want you to tear up my contract. I want out of here on the spot. And they said, fine, we won't put you in middays. We'll put you on in the middle of the night. You know who went and did middays? Jim Rome, and he turned it into a gigantic
franchise. There you go.
And I always think, if I would have taken that midday job, maybe I'd have had the Jim Rome career. I look at people all the time, and I am so friggin' jealous of people and how far they get. I'm just being honest because, you know, I like to be honest on the show. But, yeah, if you and I came up together and you're doing better, chances are I'm a little jealous of you, and I probably have some dislike for you.
Yeah,
and I think if people are being honest, that's true.
I tend to play my own ball. I don't, but the good news is, I don't really spend any time thinking about it. Like, if you far exceeded me in your career, I would good for you, and then I'd forget about you and do my own thing.
Yeah, that's another thing. You kind of, because of the Lakers, you kind of have exceeded me.
Yeah, but, you know, this show and that show aren't over, so let's see how it ends.
Oh, all right.
All right, we got time for one more? No.
No, that's the end. You know how Boss Amanda is. By the way, we had a meeting yesterday with Boss Amanda, and tell you about that coming up. Plus, Lindsay is so on this Dogecoin thing. Do you know what Dogecoin is?
Yeah, they're playing her for a fool. Dogecoin has no discernible assets.
Okay,
it's
we will
all
do that.
Hey, guess what? Nobody is playing me for a fool. I'm playing them for a fool.
Okay, all right, hold that.
Yeah,
hold
then
that,
you lose it.
Hold that. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So I got a few things here. So remember I had that falling out with my brother?
Yeah. How's that going?
Where he hung up on me and I was like...
Yeah, but wait, it was his birthday this week. Didn't you go do something for his birthday?
I went and resolved it. I was the big man.
Good for you.
I went and I said I'm sorry, even though I did nothing wrong. And we went to dinner last night and it was 50th birthday. And it was because it was his 50th birthday that I was the bigger man and said, all right, let's just fix this and go to dinner. So that is resolved, which is good. Yesterday, our meeting with Boss Amanda... Now, how would you say that went, Ireland?
Fine. Not, it was, you know, wasn't all good news, wasn't all bad news. I thought it went fine.
What do you think, Lenz?
I thought that it was a very productive meeting from a very, led by a very smart human being.
Oh, what a suck up you are.
Who really knows what she's doing.
That a girl, Lindsay.
Jorge, what about you?
Yeah, I'm with Lindsay on this one. Very smart woman. She's here, by the way.
Yeah, is she? Yeah, I thought it was a really rough meeting. It stuck with me, stuck in my craw. I didn't storm out. Well, actually, you did a fake storm out. Yeah, fake storm out. But yeah, I thought I came away with a really negative, pessimistic view of the world.
What?
I'm kidding. It was fine.
What's wrong with you?
It was better than the first one. The first one was terrible. All right, so Lindsay is dabbling in this stuff called Dogecoin, which is a cryptocurrency. And cryptocurrency, you know, I kind of put it into two categories.
Excuse me.
Amanda's here. Amanda, I thought the meeting was fine, didn't you?
I mean, I actually, for the first time ever, thought that you guys got what I was saying. I really, really feel like I got through to you guys.
Yes,
you did.
I guarantee your souls.
Yes. I guarantee you got through to me.
Yeah, you definitely got through to John. You got through to me, but you and I are on the same page most of the time, aren't we?
I mean, I think it depends. But I will say this to the listeners. If you guys suck, it's not my fault.
It's true, actually.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah, thank you, boss.
Thank you. That's inspiring, Amanda. Thank you.
Actually, my Throwback Thursday picture is a picture of me and Amanda from 2014 at Angel Stadium. All right, so Dogecoin. This is a cryptocurrency. Now, I kind of put cryptocurrencies into two categories. Bitcoin, which is money, which I can spend, which you can buy tickets for games with, that you can buy a Tesla with, that's going to be in the Apple wallet.
Bitcoin is, I actually understand this, it is accepted currency.
Correct.
So it has some value. Dogecoin, didn't it start as a joke?
Yes, it started as a joke.
And it has no tangible assets, right?
It's a penny stock is what it is, John. Lindsay, where did you buy in?
Well, actually, I just want to say that the Mark Cuban, a smart human being as he is, actually announced, I think it was a month ago, that the Mavericks accept Dogecoin to buy tickets and merchandise in their store. The Oakland A's, you can buy tickets to their games using Dogecoin. And there's also currently 1,800 ATMs throughout 46 states where you can withdraw Dogecoin, in addition to, I think it's like 140-something large retailers. So
okay,
there you go.
Lindsay, not to choose sides, but a tweet from Starfish and Coffee says, not to be too critical, but Lindsay Baseball doesn't have a great track record when it comes to money matters. Her dog is working against her.
Yes, it's completely my fault that my dog ate my stimulus check. Pretending to be Maurice Jones-Drew.
Yeah, that's the bad one.
Tricked me into clicking. You know what? Again, it was something more in a situation where I thought I was buying a PlayStation from somebody that I kind of knew.
Let me just listen to this, everybody, and see what you think. Lindsay got hit up by somebody she thought was
I didn't get hit up. I reached out to him. He sent out a tweet because it was Maurice Jones-Drew's actual Twitter account. He's verified. I used to work with him at NFL Network. We're on a first name basis, somewhat. Like, we know who each other are.
So you sent him money.
I did not send him money. He posted a picture, follow him on Twitter, saying that he was at Target and they allowed you to buy 3 PS5s per person. So he bought the 3 that he could buy and he was going to sell the other 2 at face value just to be a good guy, which is something that a millionaire NFL player would easily do. So I think a lot of them would do that. So I messaged him because I wanted to buy one for my nephew. I DM'd him on Twitter. Yep. And I did not send him money. He said, Cash App me. Here's the link to my Cash App. So I clicked on the link to the Cash App, thinking, again, it's Maurice Jones-Drew. And I guess that made my Cash App account vulnerable to a hacker.
Yeah. Bringing this full circle. That's why I'm not getting into Dogecoin. I'm not getting into Cash App. About as far as I'll go is I have PayPal and I have Venmo.
Those just translate real dollars. That's how you send actual
That's
money.
What I'm interested in, real dollars.
Now, what about when Bitcoin goes into the Apple wallet and you can just pay anywhere with Bitcoin?
No, I'll pay with Venmo or PayPal.
By the way, money's over. money is completely over.
Dogecoin isn't just a cryptocurrency. It is a movement. And I spent $20 on it.
I want it to move right past me.
It's not going to like I'm going to lose anything. Like $20, it's like Mark Cuban said again. It's like buying a lottery ticket. I bought it at 6 cents or something when I bought to put $20 in. So now that's worth like almost $200. And
okay, I want to make sure everybody knows this is important at this point. Nobody here is advising you to buy or sell anything. We are just dumb people on the radio talking about things that are going on in the world, and Dogecoin is one of them. By the way, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN. I find that to be really speculative. Like, I feel safe with Bitcoin. It's been over $50,000 for about 4 or 5 months now, so I feel totally fine with Bitcoin. That one, I think.
What's $20? Like, what? You act like you don't spend $20 in a day on donuts.
Hey.
I'm just saying, it's $20, and now it is.
Right, so you're putting virtually no money in Dogecoin.
Right.
Yeah.
When it's 0.000 whatever, and you hope it goes up, and someday it does.
Yeah, if you want to goof around.
That's what a lot of people did with Bitcoin when it first came out. You know, people had dozens of Bitcoin because they weren't even worth a full penny yet.
Okay, and that concludes cryptocurrency talk for
Thank
today.
Thank you.
Gracias.
So I want to do this Shaq response to Jeannie Buss. Do you know this one, John?
Yeah, not fully.
Okay. So Jeannie Buss last week was on a podcast. I think it was the All the Smoke podcast, which is a good one. Okay, good. Here is Jeannie on the All the Smoke podcast talking about the most important Lakers of all time.
Five most important Lakers of all time.
Oh, no, don't ask me that.
Yes, we're going to put you on the spot.
Important? Yes. Or,
five most important Lakers of all time.
Okay, well, then you have to start with Kareem.
Yes.
And, you know, Kobe and LeBron and... Oh, this is hard.
Magic,
yes, mm-hmm. Of course, Magic. Yeah, Magic might be number one. No, Kareem. I don't know. Like they, like that. It's so hard.
You got four though.
And important.
Phil.
Well, does he count as the Laker?
I mean, yeah,
okay,
absolutely.
Then Phil.
So Shaq is noticeably not on the list, and I wouldn't put him on the list. He wasn't here, you know, for how many years was Shaq here for?
Five.
Yeah.
I
don't think that makes you the most important Laker, but yeah. Shaq actually did respond to this. Listen.
So a lot of people is waiting for my response, and this is my response.
Please.
I'm 49 years old. For the past 10 years, you have to respect people's opinion, even if their opinion is not of yours. I love Jeannie Buss. I have will never say anything negative about Jeannie Buss. She gave me $120 million, $100 million, another $80 million. I will never, ever in my life say anything negative about Jeannie Buss and the Buss family. That is her opinion. I respect her opinion. We as people need to start respecting people's opinions without having further conversations. A lot of the conversations now, you say one thing, I say another thing, it leads to fights. I don't want to have a fight about this. I'm glad my name is mentioned, period. I'm glad my statue's in front of Staples Center. I'm glad my jersey's hanging over there. That's her opinion. I love it. Look, I'm not mad about that. Listen, she's Jeannie Buss. That's her opinion. You ask other people, you know, the names are varied. So at 49, I'm a lot more peaceful than I was. If I was 29, I would say, hold on, LeBron's only been there 720 days. How are you going to put him before me? But look, I'm 49. Right. I respect people's opinion. And, you know, this is we live in a beautiful world. And I would actually be scared if everybody in the world thought the same. Think about that. If everybody had the same movements, the same gestures, same facial expression, I think it'd be a lot more scarier. But the fact that everyone has different opinions and different cultures and do things different, that's what makes this world a beautiful place. So shout out to Jeannie Buss.
Great answer, man.
And shout out to Jeannie Buss. I still love you.
You saw you 49?
Yes, of course I am. Mm-hmm. Look, I'm not going to be mad about that. I ain't tripping off that.
See, there is a very mellow response to Jeannie Buss, inappropriate.
What I don't understand about this whole Jeannie list controversy
Yes.
Is she was asked, and again, Shaq kind of highlighted this, for her opinion on the five most important Lakers.
Yes.
I can easily make the argument that other people should be on the list, but it's her list. In looking at it from her perspective, of course Magic Johnson's on her list. She's the same age as Magic. They grew up. They became great friends. Kareem is the guy who was most responsible for getting Showtime all those titles. Kobe, she was probably closer to than any player she ever was as an owner. Phil, she had a personal relationship with,
right,
and probably learned more of the game than ever. And LeBron legitimized her ownership. When LeBron came to the Lakers, it put Jeannie in the elite class. It changed
her
future.
So it was her most important.
Correct. And by the way, Jeannie, I know Jeannie. She would not get mad at me if I put Elgin Baylor on my list or if I put Jerry West on my list. And I think Magic, Kobe, and Kareem are going to be on pretty much everybody's list.
Yeah,
who are who is your five? Players only, just players. Who's your five?
Just players only.
Well, if for
Magic,
me,
Kareem,
I,
and Kobe are locks.
Right.
Who's the next two?
I would put Shaq on there because I think he was the most dominant Laker.
That's fine. And who's your fifth?
Michael Thompson.
There you go. I like that.
I'm down to either Michael Thompson or Jerry West. Which one do you think?
Boy, I don't know. That's tough. That's
Michael,
tough.
I cannot do a list without Chick Hearn. It's my list.
No.
Chick Hearn is on it.
We're just talking about players only.
Now, by the way, if you take players out, you can't really leave Dr. Buss off.
He's number one. Are you kidding
me? Yeah. So you do Dr. Buss, Chick, Jerry West, Magic, and Kareem, or you can't leave Kobe off, right?
Who you take off? Kareem? You're right.
Well, Matt, at least if you did Magic and Kareem, you'd have one representative from the Showtime era.
Yeah,
and then
that's
you'd
true.
Have Kobe represent him and Shaq.
You almost got to put Kobe on. You're right.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next for you, Superman is changing. Have you heard about this?
What? Why? Superman
doesn't need to change. Is changing. Got that
way.
Coming up for you. Plus, we're getting ready for Lakers Clippers. Dodgers off today, but boy, have they hit the skids. They're in Anaheim tomorrow. There's a ton going on. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Not the mistakes.
Edwin.
Why is it always Mace screwed up, so let's turn it into a funny bit? Why is that always
Why
does nobody else get goofed
other
on?
Than Rios, are any of those other guys named Edwin?
No, nobody else.
Yeah, okay.
Isn't Aceta named Edwin?
Lucetta.
I thought it was Edwin Aceta, the pitcher. Anyway.
Well, no, they're not.
No, they're not.
None
they're
of
not
them exist in the team, man.
None
I don't
of
know
them
who
exist.
Those Edwins
right.
were.
So here's the big news, John. You know that right now, do you know who plays Captain America right now in the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Captain America.
Yeah.
Is it one of the Chris's?
No.
Okay.
It is Anthony Mackie.
Okay, I like Anthony Mackie.
Captain America now. Now, Warner Brothers has announced that the next Superman, right now it's been Henry Cavill, and this is over in the DC universe. It's been Henry Cavill. The next Superman will be black.
What?
So both Superman and Captain America will be played by African-American actors, Michael.
Yeah, but you can't, don't they have to now give him an ethnic civilian name?
You're not going to argue against a black Superman.
No, but Clark Kent won't work, will it?
Yeah, that's not a brother name.
Yeah, you got to give him something like Hakeem Mustafa. Kwame Khalifa.
Maybe they will. Ryan Coogler is expected to be involved in it, or Regina King, who did One Night in Miami, or Shaka King, who did Judas and the Black Messiah.
Those are the
early directors.
The obvious choice is Michael B. Jordan. If they don't go with him, do they go with like a no-name actor, somebody that can kind of grow into the role?
Give some young blood a chance with some great physique. What about The Rock? They wouldn't have to pad the suit.
There is a kid that is about to take off and become a huge star. I first saw him in that movie, The High Note, with Tracy Ellis Ross.
Yeah, he was great.
His name is Kelvin Harrison Jr. He's in three movies coming out this year, including one on Netflix that's supposed to be a huge hit. But that guy could be Superman.
Is he in shape?
Yeah, and he's good looking and young.
They get crazy in shape, Michael. There's a guy named Kumail Nanjiani.
Yeah, wait, Michael knows that. Michael's favorite show is Big Bang Theory. He's the guy that played Raj on Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, Raj. Right. Raj got buffed.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
He got, it's unbelievable.
Really?
Michael.
He looks,
you
Michael,
would not
he looks
even
like
recognize
Mr. Olympia.
No way. Really?
Yes.
Yeah, Google it. You'll,
I gotta,
be, Google you'll it. Be shocked.
I got to check that out.
It is crazy because he's getting ready for a Marvel movie, and he's playing one of the. And he said, I could never have done this without constant supervision from trainers and dietitians.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure getting help from other substances that are not banned.
From the A. Martinez medical cabinet?
Yes.
No, you can do it. Oh, no. You can do it naturally, Mace.
I don't know about that, Michael.
It takes a lot of discipline, nutrition, and constant training. You can do it. I changed my body naturally, didn't I?
You look at these screeners or look at these pictures and tell me that that happened in a natural way. Hey, I wanted to mention a lot of people, John, are on the other side of your Albert Pujols discussion.
They want him out.
They want him out. Yeah. I don't understand all the criticism from Ireland. He is constantly bemoaning the fact that the Angels are wasting Trout's career by never being any good. They make a move to try and be more competitive, and now it's all forget performance. You can't do that to someone. I mean, he's not performing. There's no question about it. Other people say Albert Pujols and the Angels may have had a discussion, and he preferred to be released rather than sit the rest of the season.
Right.
And
well,
that's,
I'm sure,
another
there's some
possibility.
Truth to that. This just could have been handled better. To designate, when's the last first ballot Hall of Famer that got designated for assignment? I think you might have to go back to Steve Carlton. That's how long it's been. I mean, people know how to take care of these guys at the end, and the Angels didn't do it.
I mean, Willie Mays went out, and he went out bad.
I don't think he got his I don't think he went.
He was limping around an outfield for the Mets.
Yeah.
That's not the same guy. That's photoshopped, isn't it?
No, that's him.
Man, he looks good.
Yes.
I guess, you know, he's not like Mr. Olympia buffed. He's just cut up. He looks good.
Yeah, cut up.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Wow, what a difference.
Yeah, I'm gonna get one of those. I would love to be trained to be a superhero. I mean, I don't want to play one. I just want body.
You want the body, huh?
Yeah.
You can do it, Mace.
I interviewed Lou Ferrigno Jr. the other day for the Culture Pop podcast, and he's like completely ripped. And basically my question was, so how do I get like you? What do I do to get like you?
First, you got to change your diet.
My diet's pretty good, Michael.
Yeah, you got to cut out some things. You know, you can cheat every now and then, but you got to be in the weight room. You got to do 2 hours every day. You can do it. It takes a few months, but you'll notice the changes.
Let me ask you guys about something. You know, yesterday when we were in the air, Mace, that guy for Baltimore, John Means, threw a no-hitter.
Threw the no-no, yeah.
Okay, so it was the first no-hitter for the Orioles since Jim Palmer in 1969. He had 12 strikeouts, threw 113 pitches. But some people are arguing now that he deserved a perfect game. Here's why. The lone base runner that Means allowed was a wild pitch strikeout in the third inning of Sam Haggerty. Mm. And a few minutes later, Haggerty was caught stealing. So he did face the minimum 27 batters. And the only reason that a guy got on first is because of that dumb third strikeout past the catcher rule. Does he deserve a perfect game?
No. It's an error.
No, he didn't throw a perfect game.
All right, so he faced the minimum. He faced 27 batters. Yeah. But here's the question. Why is that a rule?
Why is what a rule?
The third strike gets by the catcher. And, oh, by the way, if first base is open, you can run to first. I don't understand it.
So do you want to get rid of the third strike tip foul too when he tips
it? No, if you tip foul and the catcher doesn't catch it, you get another pitch.
Right, but if he catches it, you're out. So you want to change that too?
It's up to a catcher and pitcher. You can't be wild. You got to be penalized for being wild. That's just part of it. Pass ball. Ball gets by the catcher. Sometimes there's a dispute. Was that a wild pitch or was that a pass ball? We've had a lot of pass balls, by the way, this year, and a lot of wild pitches, depending on how you look at it. No,
right,
I mean,
but Mace, think about this. If you're pitching and Michael's the catcher and I'm up.
Yep.
And I swing and miss at strike two, and Michael drops the ball.
I'm the pitcher?
Yeah.
Still, man, I got a nasty slider.
It's still a strike on me. It's still strike two. But if the same exact thing happens again on strike three, I swing and miss, Michael drops the ball, why should I be rewarded first base?
Because you got to complete the play.
No, I mean, but it's the same pitch just happened 10 seconds ago, and it was a strike against me. I struck out. I didn't hit the ball. Mason struck me out. It's not Mason's fault that you dropped the ball.
Well, I mean, I hate to cop out on this, but, I mean, it's just what's in the rule book. It's
right,
just
but
the
that's
way
dumb.
It's done.
But you could change rules a lot.
Yeah, I would look at that rule. Because this guy, I mean, it doesn't seem to me that I, as the hitter in that scenario, it doesn't seem like I deserve first base. I didn't get hit by a pitch. I didn't earn a walk. I didn't put the ball in play. Why am I being awarded first base? I didn't do anything right. They should re-examine that rule. They change rules every year.
That's ponderous. All right. Hey, listen, a couple of things.
What does that word mean?
Ponderous?
Yeah.
You should think about something.
You think about it.
All right.
You got to think about it. Michael, is it your game today?
This is my game today, all about riddles, so you guys don't have to think.
These riddles are good. All right, coming up for you at 3 o'clock, email about the extra inning rule in Major League Baseball. Plus, phones are open, 877-710-ESPN. We're going to do Radio Tinder first, but after that, we'll take some calls, 877-710-ESPN. Lindsay's got a bunch of stuff coming up next for you. Mason, Ireland, 710-ESPN.
The show where it's all
we know.
So nice, we said it twice.
Yeah. We're so serious about Radio Tinder. We introduced it twice. Lindsay, what do you got?
In the second part, Morales, you guys cut it down before Morales got to say, follow me on my new Instagram page, at Lindsay Baseball, for a second time.
No, that was
not
on purpose.
While you're there, I follow at Venice Mace, at Venice Mace.
I did it on purpose because Mason says he's the only one that makes mistakes. So it was in your honor, Mace.
Oh, so you screwed up.
Yeah, just on purpose.
Stick that in your promo, Morales. All right. Lindsay, what do you got?
Well, J.P. Morgan, their CEO, Jamie Dimon, he said he's sick of Zoom meetings and he sees plenty of downsides to not working face-to-face with people. I think we can all agree on that, right? But
yes.
Dimon said on Tuesday that he was ready to leave video calls behind today and get back into the office as soon as possible in remarks that he made at the Wall Street Journal's CEO Council Summit. He also notably said that remote work made it harder for young people and for those who hustle. Do you guys agree with J.P. Morgan guy on that? Does remote work make it harder for young people and for those who hustle? Swipe left or swipe right?
I think everybody's had to adjust. I'm going to swipe left on this. I think everybody's had to adjust to the Zoom meetings. It's harder for everybody. I don't think it's necessarily harder for young people than it is for older people. I think it's equally hard, Mace, and everybody's made the adjustment. I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, I mean, I think we feel generally disconnected from each other. Like, you know, I was talking to somebody this weekend. John, you and I have seen each other once since the pandemic started.
Right.
Lindsay and I have not seen each other at all. Jorge, I knew before this, but Jorge, we had virtually no relationship, right?
No, just whenever I would fill in or remotes that I would run into you. Just
so here we are, four people in four different places doing a show, feel completely disconnected from the world. I am really looking forward to, and I hope it's, you know, they're saying July. I am really looking forward to getting back into the studio and being with actual human beings and BSing and being able to press all the buttons myself and all that stuff. So I understand Jamie Dimon's frustration, but I don't know that the world is ever going to return to normal. Like Ireland, you, I think, would rather do the show from your house.
I would. Yeah, I'm used to it now. And but here's the difference between me and you. As soon as the show ends today, I'm going straight in. And same with tomorrow. I'm going straight in. So I go in four times a week.
Right, but we're not allowed to.
Right. So that the difference is I think I'm getting my fill of going in. You never go in. So that's the difference.
Right.
You just haven't been able to do it. But I'm over there four times a week.
You can stop by if you want to visit, Mace.
I'm happy to stop by. Well, one of these nights, I didn't want to ask the Clippers for a credential because they know I hate them, and I'm sure they hate me,
they would have put you in the hockey press box.
And I would have been nowhere. But I am going to come. I'm going to come to a Lakers game maybe next week. Do we have a home game next week?
Oh, yeah, Sunday is the Suns, and Tuesday against the Rockets is banner night, right, Mike?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, that's the night to be there.
Yeah.
Banner night.
Or you can come over and hang out with us in the studio here tonight, Mace.
Hey, we should all go.
I don't need that. Unless you're getting fried chicken and catering.
No, we're getting Langers tonight.
We got Langers.
Langers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Number 19.
Nice.
There you go.
Yeah, I'll meet you guys there and then go to the game after. How about that?
Well, you got to call the Clippers if you want to go to the game. Oh, Michael and I aren't even going to the game.
They hate us. They hate us.
We're doing it from a studio.
I hate them.
They hate me. Yeah, I think the Clippers suck. All right. What's next, Lynch?
Okay, so earlier this week, everybody knows that LeBron said he's not a big fan of the NBA play-in format. And more specifically, he said the guy who invented it should be fired. Well, yesterday, the Washington Post's Ben Golliver, he reached out to NBA executive Evan Wash, who came up with the play-in idea, and he gave a response to the criticism. He said, quote, "You've significantly increased the competitive incentive in a much wider swath of the standings for teams who want to move up. The intent is to give more teams, more markets, and more fans the feeling that they still have something to play for. And on that basis, it's absolutely been successful." So the NBA is considering it a success, and I'm assuming they're probably considering doing this from now on for forever. So should the NBA keep the play-in tournament for forever?
I think they absolutely should. I mean, you know, I think it makes the league more interesting. I mean, Washington would not be playing for a playoff spot if it weren't for this play-in system. And actually, Russell Westbrook and Bradley Beal would be really interesting in the playoffs this year.
Same with Steph Curry in the West.
Yeah, Steph Curry in the West, exactly. Ja Morant in the West. You know, I think it, in other words, it decreases, it lowers the reason why you would want to tank. Because you're in it. I mean, I think the NBA has done a really good job of eliminating tanking, both that lowest 3% thing and other teams having chances to get into the play-in tournament, to get into the playoffs. I think it works. I think they should absolutely keep it.
I like it. I think they will keep it. The one thing that I will agree with Mark Cuban about is probably not the best year to roll it out with the pandemic going on.
Oh, please. Of course
Why?
It is. Why not? What's the difference?
Because look at LeBron and AD.
Come on.
They got 70 days off and they both missed 20-plus games.
Well, everybody can get hurt. You can get hurt with 100 days off. Come on.
Yeah, but the seasons are too compressed, Michael. That's what we're seeing. We're seeing so many injuries because the seasons are compressed.
No, I mean,
they're basically trying to get 3 seasons in 2 years.
Yeah, that's fine.
Too much.
It's fine.
Of course.
Well,
get back in your covered wagon, old guy.
That's right. Stop being so soft. Everything's so soft these days.
Covered wagon.
Exactly.
Hey, Michael, do you know what Dogecoin is?
Doge calling?
Dogecoin.
Dogecoin.
You're
not
going to ask a question.
Do you know what a doge is?
A doge is a house, right? A dojo?
No, it's a dog. It's like what people call their dog when they're baby talking. I'm like, oh, I'm a little doji.
That concludes our conversation about Dogecoin.
No, it doesn't, because that's the next story on Radio Tinder.
I'm boycotting any
We've already done one Dogecoin
segment. Totally forgot to mention that Tiger King star Carol Baskin is launching her own crypto coin that all the cool cats and kittens are going to try and buy now. She named it SCAT, $CAT, as in like what people call animal fecal droppings. According to a press release by Baskin's Big Cat Rescue, SCAT is not a currency for investment, but rather it is a currency of our fans to show their love for the cats. Cat SCAT holders currently receive elite access to live walkabouts and conversations with Carol Baskin and her crew of big cat lovers and keepers, discounts, and first access to new merchandise and activities, and so much more over there at Big Cat Rescue.
Okay.
Okay, so let's say you created a cryptocurrency or altcoin. What would you name it?
What would we name it? John, what would you name your currency?
I'm boycotting this question because we talk way too much about cryptocurrency on this show. I'm out.
Oh, you can't even come out, like, play along and have fun with a name it? Like, what would you name it? It was like, what would you name a dollar about yourself, but just digital?
John's boycotting. Okay. I'm going to boycott, too. We are unanimous on this.
It's hard to come up with a name. I'm thinking of some. Let's see.
What would you come up with a currency that you wanted to...
All a giant Ponzi scheme, should put money into it.
Trying to come up with something that connects me with the islands, with the Caribbean. Caribbean coin.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
That's good.
You like that, Mace?
No, Michael, I got a better one.
What?
Conk Cash.
I like that. I like that.
Oh, Comcast.
That works too. Comcast. Yes, I like that.
That's good. Jorge, do you got one? You think
I'm
of
thinking.
Name?
I'm thinking.
Yeah. I thought of one. I would name mine Bin's Coin because that's like my nickname with my family. It's what my nephew calls me and my dad.
What's your nickname with your family?
Bin's.
Why?
Bin's?
What's the significance of that?
I don't know. I know my nephew called me that because he couldn't say his L's.
Oh, yeah,
when
that's
really
how a lot
little.
Of nicknames sounds when the little kids can't pronounce them.
I've been called
he
that.
Couldn't
my whole
say
life.
Lindsay and Bin's came out?
Yeah, but that was like my grandpa called me that. My dad called me that. My neighbors called me that. So I don't know. It was way before him. Just kind of picked back up when he was born. So we got Conk Cash,
yeah.
Bin's Coin, and.
Something to do with the peso, Jorge.
Come on.
Something to your heritage, your culture. Oh, nothing wrong with that.
Oh yeah, gosh. I'm thinking.
Coconut coin, something like that.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I would call mine Canna Cash.
Yeah.
Canna Cash.
Oh, like cannabis?
Cannabis and cash together.
Yep, that's Mace.
Yep, that's me. All right, coming up next for you, get some of your phone calls in, 877-710-ESPN. Among the big stories today, Albert Pujols cut. Dodgers on a terrible skid right now. They lost again last night in extra innings. And the Lakers will play the Clippers tonight in a critical game for the Lakers as they try
you know what
to
this
stay
game
out
is, Mace.
Of the play-in tournament. Yeah.
Must win.
It's a must win.
Tonight
finally,
and tomorrow.
Finally.
Must win.
You've never believed in must win
until now. Not
until
these next
now.
Two. Tonight All and tomorrow. Right. I need one of them at
Good.
Least.
Also, somebody on email, critical of the runner on second base extra inning situation that we're currently doing in Major League Baseball. That's all coming up, Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.